for those of you who bought, wrapped, and shipped your holiday gifts weeks ago, well, you can sit back and relax. You can even feel a little bit smug. For the rest of us, finishing up our last-minute shopping and shipping online or over the telephone, operators are standing by. Charlotte Renner of Maine Public Radio spent an afternoon eavesdropping on calls to one company that sells a lot of holiday gift baskets right up to the last minute.
The telephone operators at Stonewall Kitchen are doing a lot of hand-holding these days.
Happy holidays from Stonewall Kitchen. My name is Danielle. How may I help you?
I'd like to place an order, please.
Okay. And could I get your last name, please?
Can you wait just a minute? I got to turn something off.
Sure.
I can't hear you.
Okay.
That's better. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, what was the question?
Could I get your last name, please?
This customer, who asked that we not use her name so her gift will be a surprise, wants to mail a jam and scones breakfast basket to friends many zip codes away. But in her rush to make the call, she's mislaid something she really needs to place the order.
And what's your first item number, please?
Oh, and I've lost my address. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you the item number while I go to church for this. I was all set for this. 19.
Stonewall Kitchen was launched 11 years ago in southern Maine by two men who made jams and jellies in their kitchen and sold them at the local farmers market. Now it's a $30 million company. Co-founder Jonathan King says lots of customers take it down to the wire this time of year, including one man who had promised his wife he would do all the catalog buying for their friends, but never got around to it until it was too late for delivery by Christmas.
So I agreed after much conversation with him that we would include a note saying that he had actually ordered weeks and weeks before, but we had misplaced his order, and we wanted to apologize for him for his late shipment. We would do anything. That's customer service.
So, at this time of year, they hire lots of extra employees, and they've learned to step up production of festive red foods like pepper jelly. But John Schulte, president of the National Mail Order Association, says some small and mid-sized catalog companies cut back on production months ago when the economy was slower.
And then all of a sudden you have an upsurge, you know. I mean, look at the little factors, Saddam Hussein being captured, that can make an effect on, you know, people ordering. It's hard to predict.
Schulte says about 36% of mail order business gets done during the last 3 months of the year, and a fair amount of that comes in December. So that means a lot of customers are racing to their telephones with credit cards in hand,
okay. And
more than a few sound harried and distracted. The lady who's ordering Stonewall Kitchen jam and scones is trying to decide whether to spend an extra $15 just to make sure the $30 basket arrives on her friend's doorstep by Christmas morning.
Oh, golly. Well, I guess I'll have to. I didn't realize it was that late.
Yeah, it's less than a week.
Don't remind me.
I got to do some shopping myself.
The people answering the phones at Stonewall Kitchen claim their families aren't yet tired of getting the jams and jellies for holiday gifts. Good thing, since many of them will be taking orders well into Christmas Eve. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner.